Hey, you guys, we're going to the trade floor. Hello and welcome to SC Media's From the Trade Floor audio show. The audio show not actually recorded from the trade floor. That's what I would say on any other episode, but today we are actually going to the trade floor. The talks at RSA have actually gotten pretty good over the past few years. But for most participants at the conference, no matter how good the talks get, there'll always be a trade floor with some people talking near it. It's a business-driven event, pairing vendors with customers. At RSA, even waking up is a business event. In my hotel, when I woke up, there were already two advertising cards placed under my door. One was a scratch card telling me that I'd already won a prize at the Anapsis booth on the trade floor. But it's been a strange year. With the pandemic still in swing and a conference delay pushing the event back 4 months, RSA Conference is smaller than normal this year. That's something that the organizers knew going in. I spoke to Linda Gray Martin, the vice president of RSA Conference, 6 weeks ago. She said the conference was on track to meet goals of about half the size the conference was 2 years ago for the last in-person event.
We are currently planning a physical event for around 21,000 attendees, which is about half the amount of attendees we had at RSAC 2019. We're also hosting around 400 exhibitors instead of the 700 that we saw. So we are planning for a smaller event.
So the question is, how is a strange year at RSA Conference affecting its business core? If you go to the Anapsis booth and redeem your scratch card, you find that they have a full-size skee ball machine. Right nearby, at the Cyber Angel booth, the chef is preparing crepes for anyone who stops by. It may not actually be that nearby, and like in most years, I keep getting lost on the trade floor. The crepes, the booth hosts tell me, have done a good job drawing people in, but the reduced crowd size is noticeable. In the same neighborhood on the trade floor, or not, in the chaos of the 400 vendors, Sumo Logic raffles off a $25 gift card to Amazon and gives away sumo wrestler squeeze toys. It's a relatively straightforward offering compared to the video game systems, Lego sets, socks, VR gaming, Plinko, and binoculars available at other booths. But the squeeze toys move very quickly. The booth attendant tells me that they tap into a deep-seated need people have for fat guys in thongs. George Gershow, Sumo Logic's chief security officer, says that he's taking 8 business meetings this year. 2 years ago, at the last in-person RSA conference, he took 42. But the 42 meetings, he said, were of lower quality.
Do you feel like the customer meetings are more high quality?
They are. So the two that I've already done today, they've been great. But again, it's kind of a weird shift because it's not just talking about sumo and what they do as well too, and uniting those two things. How you been? How are things going? How's your family? Like those types of things, which never used to happen before.
That mood change has been noted by people up and down the RSAC roster. Revelstoke Chief's Product Officer Bob McCarthy noticed it too.
I said most of the meetings we spend more time talking about like our family and our kids and other stuff than I could remember.
Revelstoke doesn't have a booth at RSA, but McCarthy says his dance card is full.
Everybody we want to talk to is here. They're here, the VCs are here, everybody. So
sounds good.
A lot of the customers are here. I mean, we don't have a booth, but we do a lot of networking. We had a lot of people that are just in town.
Down the street from the Moscone Center, where RSA Conference takes place, CrowdStrike has taken out a storefront and converted it into a free coffee shop / merch store. CrowdStrike's colorfully named APT mascots, the fancy bears and wicked pandas, make for good t-shirts. In the front of the store, they've erected a photo opportunity with a larger-than-life statue of what appears to be a bull with a sedge hat. None of the coffee shop personnel can tell me what the APT he represents is. The CrowdStrike coffee shop is next to another vendor's free coffee shop. To get to either one of them, you have to pass a 1Password representative on the street, handing out $10 gift cards to Starbucks. Back on the trade floor, Sumo Logic's George Gershow told me that, large turnout or small, RSA Conference is still the most critical event for vendors. Here's the advice he would give to any security firm looking to make a move in the industry.
If you're a security vendor, a compliance vendor, you've got to be. It still is the show, you know, without a doubt. People can talk about Black Hat or whatever they want, lots of respect for those shows, but this is the show. But I guess I would say is combine some kind of presence on the floor with some sort of an event, whether it's a happy hour or doing a panel somewhere outside of Moscone itself. That's how you're going to gain the most traction.
Social events outside the Moscone walls are the key business locales, he said. The trade floor and its tchotchkes are really to set a table for future interactions with positive association.
I think so. You know, like, I mean, I went up and looked at the DeLorean that was outside.
Here, I should point out that a vendor has set up a DeLorean on the sidewalk outside to attract attendees.
Just little things like that. I mean, it's not a little thing. Like, great on them. It's great marketing. But that's so cool that you can walk up, you know, put it on Snapchat or whatever else, and then that way you have a memory of that.
Vendors aren't treating the limited number of attendees as a hindrance. In fact, many are treating it as a way of focusing the attendees to the most serious buyers.
Well, people that are here are really here. They're not just browsing, right? So when you get less numbers, the people that come, particularly those that are customers that are coming here, they're here to do stuff. They're not just browsing. Whereas, you know, when there's 45,000 people here and there's a lot of noise and, you know, competing events and different stuff going on, I think there's a lot of, I don't say less than serious, but not the buyer types, right?
That's Spencer Tall, managing director of Allegis Cyber Capital, which has a dozen companies at the show. Despite a wildly speculated recession on the horizon, the capital funds I spoke to still see the cyber market as a growth opportunity. The recently launched Ballistic Fund told me it was meeting with potential investment clients at the event, that the economic landscape has increased the potential talent pool for new companies, and that, for the cream of the crop, contraction would only serve to eliminate competition. Many of the companies themselves aren't taking the same rosy outlook. You wouldn't know it to look at the spending going around the conference. Sentinel One brought a race car to the trade floor and the rock band Incubus to their party. Very little of this seems to affect Moit Tiwari from Symmetry Systems. A former college professor turned data asset discovery CEO, he came to the conference to treat it as a conference, to watch presentations and meet people he'd like to learn from.
Right, just being able to learn from peers who are all trying, you know, to construct security for this like ultra fast moving cloud tooling based age. How are you thinking about everything from staffing your teams to finding leverage through other parts of the org?
Later adding,
the bottleneck never is, can I meet 40,000 people, right? Like it's, there is a, you know, of all the people that you are even peripherally aware of, whose work you see online and you respect, the moment you find out they're coming to RSA, you can pack in your 2 days to the gills.
This has been a production of SC Media. I'm Joe Uchel. The introductory song was What's the Angle by Shane Ivers. You can hear more of his work at silvermansound.com. Thanks for listening.